My dear people of God, just the other day, Filipinos rejoiced for our own very, very own Alex Elia won the U.S. Junior Championship. She is a young tennis player who left the Philippines in 2019, went to Spain for training. And after so many hard works and sacrifices, she finally won the coveted U.S. Open tennis champion. And she said, "Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to face anybody. Control your emotion. Enjoy what you are doing or anything you put your heart into." My dear brothers and sisters, I'd like to think that her sacrifices, her stories, make an important point. It is the same point that Jesus makes in today's gospel when he says, "The children of this age are more shrewd in dealing with their own generation than the children of light." Or as another translation puts it, the people of this world are much more shrewd in handling their affairs than the people who belong to the light. Put it more simply, worldly people work harder for worldly rewards that last for only a few days than Christians do for heavenly rewards that last forever. Worldly people are more willing to sacrifice for worldly rewards than Christians are for heavenly rewards. My dear brothers and sisters, nowhere is this better illustrated from the letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And this is true not only of our times, but also of biblical times. For example, St. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, "Every athlete exercises discipline in every way. They do it to win a perishable crown, but we do it to win an imperishable one." My dear brothers and sisters, the story of this young player, tennis player, and the words of Jesus in the gospel, and St. Paul in his letter to the Corinthians, are not intended to shame or to embarrass us. Rather, they are intended to encourage and to inspire us. They're intended to remind us that God has put into the human spirit a tremendous capacity to work and to sacrifice to achieve great goals. They are intended to remind us that no one has a greater goal to work and to sacrifice than we Christians. And what is that goal? Our goal is to bring peace to those who are disturbed. It is to bring happiness to those who are sad. Our goal is to bring light of the gospel to those who walk in darkness. Our goal is to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to the people of our world. The story of this young tennis player And the words of Jesus in St. Paul are intended to inspire us. They are intended to remind us of the great calling and the great goal that we have as Christians. Sometimes, a few years ago, when I brought my car to a service station, I noticed in one of the walls there, and it struck me, the sign outside caught my attention, and I wrote it. And this is what I wrote. From that sign, I quote, "We crawl under your car opener. We get our hands dirtier, and we work harder and longer than any of our competitors to make your car run better." My dear brothers and sisters, that kind of commitment to service is the kind of commitment that we Christians are capable of making to Jesus and to God's kingdom here on earth. It is a kind of commitment that is within the capacity of each of us here present at this Mass. The grace of commitment was given to us in baptism and in confirmation. And it is renewed in us each time we gather on the Lord's Day around the Lord's table to hear the Lord's word and to share the Lord's Supper. My dear brothers and sisters, if worldly people are capable of making great sacrifices for the great goals, how much more are we Christians capable of making even greater sacrifices for Jesus and for God's kingdom here on earth? And this is the good news that the church reminds us of in today's gospel. It is a good news that you and I have the power to do great things for Jesus and for God's kingdom, if we but choose to. Let me close with a prayer. Lord, open our ears to your word, even when it challenges us more than we want to be challenged. Lord, open our minds to your word, even when it disturbs us more than we want to be disturbed. Lord, help us put your word into practice, even when it means changing our lives more than we want to change. Above all, Lord, help us realize that you want to achieve great things through us, and that we can achieve great things for you if we but open our hearts to you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.